is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A mediator says talks on Gaza are not progressing as expected after momentum in recent weeks. VOA's Alexis Stroop tells us more.
Key mediator Cotter says talks on a potential ceasefire deal in Gaza, quote, have not been progressing as expected in the past few days. Cotter's prime minister on Saturday noted difficulties in the humanitarian parts of the talks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Hamas militant group of not changing its, quote, delusional demands. Netanyahu says he sent a delegation to ceasefire talks in Cairo earlier in the week at U.S. President Joe Biden's request, but doesn't see a point in sending them again. New airstrikes in central Gaza have killed more than 40 people and wounded at least 50, and concerns are still mounting over Israel's planned offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on U.S. envoy's remarks regarding Israel's claims on Hamas.
A top U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented specific evidence for its claims that Hamas is diverting U.N. aid shipments entering Gaza. The envoy adds that Israel's recent killings of Gaza police commanders, who escort truck convoys, have made it impossible to safely distribute goods. Even before the latest setback, the U.S. had said that the aid reaching Gaza is just not enough. Meanwhile, charities are cooking for many displaced people in the region due to severe food shortages amid the ongoing war. Israel has repeatedly accused Hamas of diverting aid, including fuel, once it reaches Gaza, a claim that UN aid agencies have denied. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Russian forces have taken complete control of a Ukrainian city. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told the Kremlin on Saturday the Russian forces were now working to clear the final pockets.